This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2215. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. First and foremost, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 2nd, Andorra, Antarctica, Argentina, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Finland, France, India, Indonesia, Internet, Israel, Korea South and North, Madagascar, North America, Palestine, Peru, Taiwan, Thailand, Tibet, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The B-23 shortwave season is underway since October 29th, but with further modifications the following Sunday, November 5th, when North America goes off DST. You'll find links to the major sources of B-23 schedules at the homepage of worldofradio.com. The major ones are the Aoki list from Japan, the IBE list from Germany, and HFCC. Many of us are familiar with HFCC, but there's something else which is in a very similar format. I'm sure that's no coincidence. High-frequency broadcasting schedules published by the International Telecommunication Union, as Joe Jacob in India reminds us. We'll also have a link to that. The way it differs from HFCC is that it does not cover so-called out-of-band areas, that is, anything below 5.9 MHz, or between the 41 and 31 meter bands, between the 31 and 25, between the 25 and 22, between the 22 and 19, or between the 19 and 16 meter bands. It does, however, include registrations by Cuba, which are withheld from HFCC except where China is involved. Let's start with Andorra Non. Alan Rowe finds on the FB page of Aquí Radio Andorra another special broadcast and archival presentation of Aquí Radio Andorra for Sunday, 5 November, via shortwave service in Germany at 17 to 19 UT on 6005 and 20 to 22 on 3985. It's Causerie on air avec Jean-Claude Gilles et David Gérard. I gather it will be in French. LRA 36, Radio Nationale, Arcángel San Gabriel in Antarctica, continues to be heard every Saturday on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, at least via remotes in Argentina or Brazil. I've still not been able to pick it up direct, as it's quite low-powered. On October 28th, I was hearing it from 1821 and spot-checked throughout the afternoon. At 2306 UT, it repeated its sign-on message, as it has at the beginning of the 18 UT broadcast, as if they were going to play the whole thing again. 5 hours or so? I don't know whether they really did, but it was still going as late as 0110. By then, of course, it's UT Sunday, October 29th. Harold Sellers in BC says RAI Argentina is back, heard October 31st at 2230 to 2300 on 5850, probably Tuesday through Saturday. That's the WRMI relay. Presumably, he's talking about English. Canada, 1310. CIWW, Ottawa, Ontario, has surrendered its license and ending the city news format at 17 UT, October 26th. It had been simulcast on CJET-FM in Smith Falls, which returned to its previous country format and call letters CKBY-FM. This is according to Canadian Radio News. CIWW ran an announcement explaining why they were leaving the air.
You're listening to 1310 AM, the former home of City News Ottawa. Despite the best efforts of the talented and committed team who provided local news and engaging talk radio to Ottawa and the region dependably day after day, the station has now sadly closed. This was an incredibly difficult decision and one we hoped we'd not have to make. To the team that contributed so passionately to the station, thank you. To each of you who showed us your support by tuning in day after day, thank you. To each local business that trusted us to help market your products and services, thank you. If you're seeking local news, traffic, and weather, you can find that 24/7 at ottawa.citynews.ca. Ottawa, thank you.
That recording provided by Paul Flanagan in the medium wave circle. Most Jamming by China employs their number one domestic network programming, CNR1. But in some cases, instead, there is nothing but instrumental music, which we call Fire Drake or Fire Dragon jamming, which if it were not jamming might be enjoyed as traditional music. We have a couple of reports of it this week. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I came across Fire Drake jamming of Radio Free Asia in Mandarin on 7520, 9410, and 9455, the 1st of November at 2015 UT. It's oddly pleasing, brings back memories of visits to China back in the day when they were opening up and not the threat they are today. Also reported by Tony Pavick in British Columbia on 9970, October 28th, at 1731 with what he says was an almost perfect signal, straight five sinpos. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan has some observations about China's Guangxi Beibu Bay Radio. Beibu means northern, located at Nanning. Frequencies are 5050 and 9820 kHz. Now there are fewer original productions, but more relays, such as CNR9 in Chinese. They have had 1 5-minute segment in English in the One Word, One World series. That's at 1510 UT, but the host of it has changed. The overall schedule is morning broadcast at 2248 to 0102 UT, and the evening broadcast 945 until 1603. If you hear a weak signal on 15140, which does not seem to be Radio Havana, Cuba, keep in mind that that happens to be exactly double 7570, a WRMI frequency, but which hardly ever harmonizes. See if it's on the air at the time you're hearing it and whether it matches. On October 28th at 1535, this was happening, but I could not be sure. Egypt, Radio Cairo, back to dead air when checked November 1st at 2215. Slightly below 9440, but with BFO I could hear a rapid warbling or wobbling of the frequency. Something's egregious in Egypt. Stephen Luce in Houston reminds us that the sesquihour in English at 2115 this season no longer has a collision with BBC, which had been using the same frequency via Philippines at 22 until 23. In DX fanzine, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria says, on October 22nd, Radio Cairo crash started at 2115 on an odd frequency, 9442. Meanwhile, North Korea was on 9445. Filed under Europe, since we're not positive it actually transmits from the Netherlands, Free Radio Service Holland. Peter B. sends a note that they did not have very good reception on the last Sunday in October, so they're trying again on the first Sunday in November, the 5th, hoping for a better reception. On the air on 6185, and also 31 meters. Hope to start on 9300, but it could be any frequency between 9290 and 9345, starting at exactly 0852 UT and closing down at 1335. If you're hearing one of our earliest broadcasts, this is not totally outdated. Finland, Scandinavian Weekend Radio, has a monthly broadcast starting on the Friday before the first Saturday, that is November 4th, at 22 UT and running for 24 hours. Your publicity says this month they're using only 6170 throughout on the 49-meter band. Most of the 25-meter transmission will be on 11690 until 19 UT Saturday, and then another 3 hours on 11720. Looking up B23 HFCC listings, I see they're confronting quite a bit of co-channel interference if they stick to those frequencies. On 6170 at some times will also be BBC via UAE or Ascension or KBS from South Korea. 11690 could also have KSDA in Guam, CRI from China, and in DRM, New Zealand. 11720 will face VOA's new B23 frequency for 1 hour at 21. And Vietnam could also be on there. The frequencies I mentioned last week for La Boulangère, the transatlantic boat race, have expired at the end of the A23 season. Luckily, I ran across new ones in the B23 HFCC. 21640 is scheduled at 15 to 16 UT, and possibly also 17800 at 17 until 18. For their hour of marine weather forecasts and standings in the race and filling out with music. I was listening to this on October 30th and 31st and found that it's the TDF Issoudun transmitter in France, which is way off frequency and variable, like 21640.15 or 0.18. It keeps oscillating up and down. The music fill in the last quarter hour is a classic rock medley, only a few seconds of each tune, which must drive Shazam mad. And I'll bet it's the same faulty TDF transmitter used for Radio Republica, WRMI via Issoudun, starting at 01UT. Wolfgang Büschel says on October 30th, it was varying up and down, about 0.075 kHz from 9490, 0.060. He says 15 Hz faulty wide, hopping all over the place in time, unstable around 0152 October 30th. Some bits of English are still being heard via All India Radio, as they call it, despite their attempts to suppress our colonial language. Joe's Jacob in India has the complete B-23 schedule for Akashvani, including, it actually shows English at 0245 to 0300 on 15410. That's amid the Nepali language service at 0145 to 0315. Of course, English for Nepal, that makes sense. In addition to our report last week, the 9620 frequency, supposedly not in English, has been heard again with some English. Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports, the French broadcast October 17th until 2030 was followed by news in English for only 4 minutes. That was in Australian DX News. And Alan Rowe in the UK says a short programming in English was heard 1 November within the French service, ending around 2020 UT on 9620, about World Food India 2023. It would be held in New Delhi on 3 to 5 November. It seemed like this insert had been broadcast intentionally, as a French announcement was made at the end of the insert before then continuing with a film song. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard continues to log the only active Indonesian regional station on shortwave, RRI Nabiri, 7289.93. He says on October 27th, he heard it from 0757 to 0825, preempting all regular programming. It was covering a recent event for the first celebration of HKJM, which is the Madhuri's Javanese Harmony Association. On November 1st, he heard it from 0750 till suddenly cut off early at 0812. And on November 2nd, from 0742 till suddenly cut off at 0906. Stays on that long, he could hear Islamic prayers starting at 0845. Filed under International Internet from Sheldon Harvey. If you're looking for an excellent source of live feeds of news from around the world, check out this amazing webpage. Click on any of the small logos across the top of the page, and you're connected to live video feeds. It is livenow.news. No more relays of Israel Radio via WRMI. Had been for a few weeks at 2330 on 7570. But due to schedule shifts at WRN, the source of these, the hour at 23 is now occupied by Radio Poland. Also gone from WRMI relay is KBS World Radio South Korea at 02 to 03 on 5800. WRN has moved that to start at 03UT when it's not available on WRMI, the 02 hour occupied by something else. That never appeared on KBS' own schedule. Perhaps they were unaware of it. More about KBS in a moment. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2215. My thanks this week to Fred Schroyer in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, who made a good deal for me to obtain a receiver I needed, his almost new ICOM ICR-75. You may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via Autocash Gupta, we have the complete B-23 schedule for KBS World Radio, South Korea, including these broadcasts in English. To Europe at 15 to 17, 9515, 22 to 23, 11810, North America, 13 to 14, 15575. To South America, 02 to 03, 9580. Southeast Asia, 08 to 1030 on 9770. 13 to 14 on 9570, 16 to 17 on 9640, and to India, 14 to 16 on 9630. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight has been an official monitor for KBS World Radio. Andy Reid in Ontario says, Alan, can you advise them that during winter, 15575 does not make it to North America at 13? They need to move to 31 meters or use a relay. I have contacted them in the past about this to no avail. Alan Holder replies, I don't think there is any possibility of them using a relay site for North America again. We in Europe lost our UK relay of the English service a few years ago, and requests to reinstate it have come to nothing. Continues, I've long since given up trying to get anyone at KBS to respond to my reception queries, either by email or snail mail. Listener contact shows, such as From Us to You, are gone. I used to get frequent replies by mail and handwritten notes from some of the staff members. All that is now a thing of the past. In 2000 or 01, I was in contact with one of their engineering staff. He told me a little about the antennas, and the one for North America at 40 degrees, which was for the 15 to 16 megahertz band. Most of the curtains have been renewed over the past few years, but not the one for North America. I inquired about installing a rotatable curtain antenna, but he said the site is too small. And now Korea North, Ron Howard in California, says he found new frequencies for Shokase or Seabreeze from JSR in Japan. On October 30th at 1303, a good signal on 6085. He finally found the parallel on 7280 with interference. This broadcast normally is in English only on Wednesdays. Deep North America, I've been getting outstanding reception from the Arabic hour of Madagascar World Voice, Radio Feda, which means redemption. That is at 22 UT on 11610, such as October 30th and 31st. It's beamed 325 degrees for Northwest Africa and onward to us. Would you believe the preceding hour in Chinese is registered with exactly the same parameters, not toward China? Wolfgang Büschel found another MWB transmission in Spanish La Voz Alegre at 02 to 03 UT on a very odd frequency, 6179.964, interfering with CRI Chinese via Cuba on 6180 even. American Pirates, Tony Pavic, NBC, reports on 7320, the Corbett Report pirate, a strong signal at 02UT. He says, given the strength, they have to be somewhere here in the Pacific Northwest. Signed off at 2030. On October 29th, Doug White, KA5ETS, in Carborough, North Carolina, reports, I first noticed an AM pirate with conservative talk at 1945UT on 6953. It was anti-Biden and pro-Trump. Trump himself was being heard at 2020. It went off at 2100. Lucas Bandura replies, someone else had some opinions to share with some waterfall images over 6953, and he sends a screenshot which shows Trump for prison, Trump for prison, Trump for prison. Kberikla forwards this from the BBC Media Center to the British DX Club. BBC News Arabic has today, 1 November, announced an emergency radio service for Gaza in response to the conflict in the region. Gaza Daily will broadcast vital news to the people of Gaza. Produced in Cairo and London and broadcast on medium wave 639 via Cyprus, it will initially run one program a day at 15 GMT from November 3rd, Friday. A second daily update will be broadcast at 05 GMT from 10 November. If you're wondering, I filed that under Palestine Non. More reports of the new Peruvian station on 4930 plus. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, Don Moore on a day expedition in Pennsylvania reports on 25 October, signal on at 0930 threshold, sounds like Spanish but too weak, an ID on 4930.62. For 27th, Ron Howard was hearing it coming on at the same time, 0930. Open carrier but 942, maybe some music, very poor conditions. Brian Clark in New Zealand says frequency quite steady on 4930.601, Radio Pietumarca. However, the transmitter appears to fire up automatically at 0930 plus 10 seconds on each weekday monitored so far. But the broadcast starts at variable times as early as 44 seconds past 930 on 27 October, but as late as 0947 earlier in the week. initially Andean rhythms, occasional time checks and IDs, but more lively programming after 0950. Listen carefully for his recording of some IDs as the Radio Pipamarca after 0951. Howard reports the clandestine for North Korea, National Unity Radio, transmitted from Taiwan on News 7245, October 30th, signing on at 1100. The North Korean jamming was still on the former frequency 7200, but 7245 is not a good choice because it collides with CNR2, China Business Radio. In the Nashville Flash Eat, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports Radio Thailand on Newish 9385. Excellent signal. On October 23rd, starting English at 13 UT. Language lesson and comments about life in Thailand. They're not just reading news like before, but presenting a crafted program in English. Tibet Non, Ralph Perry measured these frequencies for clandestine Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan. At 12:58 in open carrier, on 9863.94, and then in Tibetan, of course, but hit by a CW-sounding jammer at 13:02, so Tibet made its first frequency jump, finally found on 9886.92. Mike Cooper forwards a press association report that BBC World Service has experienced a sharp drop in listeners, average weekly audience down 33% from July to September 2021 to 2023. I think this is referring to audience within the UK itself. The World Service audience also fell by 13% from the second quarter this year to the third. Finally, a major broadcaster on the 11-meter band. As we approach Sunspot Cycle 25 peak next year, BBC, on 25900 for 2 hours at 16 to 18 UT. We can hear it in North America, but it's aimed toward South Africa with 125 kilowatts from the UK. Ben Cobb reports on the relentless and mysterious DPA Mac, seeking an international broadcast license. Continues to lobby the FCC. Filings are largely confidential because the company believes it would suffer competitive harm if the contents were available for public inspection. International broadcast stations are supposed to be for the general public listeners, not much secrecy, but DPA Mac must be different somehow. Their latest FCC filing, submitted October 27th, is secret. Here are the anticipated time changes effective November 5th, with the end of DST in North America, for World of Radio via WRMI. Now the broadcasts on these frequencies stay at the same UT, 5850, 15770, 7780, and 5010. But the 9 MHz frequencies shift 1 UT hour later. So they seem to stay at the same Eastern time. Here are the new times we expect but yet to be confirmed on 9955, Friday at 23, Sunday at 01, Sunday at 11:30, Tuesday at 14, and our broadcast on WRMI 9395, Tuesday at 01:30, UT Wednesday at midnight 30, UT Thursday at 01:30 and 02:30. You can find our complete schedule in day and time order at worldofradio.com. Also, our broadcast via WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Wentzville, Missouri, vary considerably on Saturday evenings. Last week, we started way early at 9:30 PM Central, so start checking then. As we mentioned earlier, concerning Israel, South Korea, and Poland, the WRN relay box via WRMI have different programming because WRN moved everything 1 UT hour later, but the box stayed the same except for one of them on 9955. So here are the times to check for different programming than before. Daily except Saturday at 16 to 16:30 after the time change. At 02 to 03, 5800 Tuesday through Saturday. At 09 to 10, 9455 except Sundays. At 11 to 12, 15770 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. At 16 to 17, 15770 on Monday and Tuesday. and at 23 to midnight on 7570, Monday through Friday. After reactivating briefly, I've noticed WTWW missing again from roughly October 28th through November 2nd, from 9475 in the afternoons or 5085 in the evenings. George McClintock explains, the plate loading control went south, repaired, but now must be calibrated. Last week we had reports of WTOU, The Touch, Kalamazoo putting out spurs from its 1660 frequency, and many more have now been reported in IRCA by several monitors. They seem to be at intervals of plus and minus 22 kilohertz, like 1616, 1638, 1682, or maybe more like 1637 and 1683. Sometimes just noise, sometimes polka music. These are being heard at least through late October. Uzbekistan, two clandestines, are as usual way off frequency from the Tashkent relay station, measured by Wolfgang Büschel on October 30th. 7599.891, Afghan TV International at 0213, and 5829.939, Iran International TV at 0219. Continued to monitor many unidentified, just barely audible carriers from the transatlantic on medium wave, fitting those 9 kilohertz step frequencies. Something especially interesting and strange occurred on October 29th at 0309. 1548 kilohertz, much stronger than the others, but there was no audio, slight fades, unlike something local. It was right on 1548 even. Now, the only two big signals listed in Eurasia on 1548 are Radio Fardaw, 600 kilowatts via Kuwait, and TWR Europe, 500 kilowatts via Pridnestrovia. However, all references say both of these are on the air only in the local evenings and not in the mornings. Nevertheless, possibly one of them was testing, and there was no signal when I checked it next at 0325. Why would anything in North America be on exactly 1548? Anhard reports on his UNID 6300 USB. November 1st from 0701, usual reciting from the Quran. Whoever this is, he is very dedicated, as it has been about 2 years that I've been hearing the Quran here. And Ron looked up the past history of this frequency, perhaps no relation, but 6300 was once used by RASD, Radio Nacional República Árabe Saharaui, Western Sahara, reported on April 6, 2007, signing on at 0700 until 0730 with the national anthem by the late Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. By the way, the station still has a website, www.rasdradio.info. On Hudak, VE3CXB in Ontario, reports another of those echo signals like 7828, which we featured last week with tones. This one was on 13227 at 1736 UT, October 28th. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels with incandescences of 12 and 4 on November 9th, 15 and 4 on November 22nd, 24th, and 25th, and 10 and 3 on November 15th and 23rd. Solar flux peaking at 140 on November 6th and dropping to 120 by November 18th. And via Richard Langley, spaceweather.com says NOAA predicts that solar cycle 25 will reach solar max sometime between January and October 2024. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2215 with a standard disclaimer.